Yeah, phones to silent, please.
Everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 62 for the week before Christmas, which is very exciting, isn't it? On my left, I'm joined by Neil.
Hello.
On my right, I'm joined. On my right, I'm joined by Dave.
Hello.
And special guest star today is Arnie.
Hello.
Arnie, aka Matt, but we know you as Arnie. You're a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to know over the last, probably about a year or so, I guess.
Yeah, a year is probably an accurate assessment.
Yeah, you came along, I think Sean, Scotsman Sean, discovered you. He found you, didn't he?
Like in a PUBG. Talent scout. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've sort of been with us ever since, which has been great. Yeah, played Valorant with us. Yeah, so how are you?
I'm good. Keeping busy. How about you? Is everyone else okay?
We're just fine, thank you.
Good.
Yep.
We're just going to pretend we haven't done all these formalities already, sure.
Yeah? Whatever.
Sorry, right. The magical theatre. Yeah, sorry.
That's right. Exactly. See, you got it. Yeah, you're a natural. Yeah, it's the smoke and mirrors behind you. Dare we show them behind the curtain?
Well, they don't want to peer behind them, mate. I've seen what's there. We want to keep it shrouded, okay?
It's true. So, so Arnie, you're a PC gamer like us. I know we've got some PC gaming stuff to talk about in the intros and shout outs, so that's good.
Awesome.
Is there anything you want to promote before we start? And the reason I say that is because the nature of podcasts is everyone tends to do the listener mail and the shout outs at the end or promotions at the end. I feel most people have switched off by that point, so I like to get them in at the start. So I don't know if there's anything like, because you were doing a bit, you had designs on stream.
Yes. So I put a pin in that, primarily because of getting a webcam during COVID. It's proven next to nigh on sort of impossible. So I put a pin in it for now. It's still there. My handle. That's my name. Arnie Army. That's which handle.
Right. So when it comes online, then you'll be ready.
That's it. Yeah. I don't know when that's going to be. Probably looking towards February time, hopefully, when the vaccinations start rolling out. It means I can actually get a camera because everyone's going to be selling them secondhand on eBay or something.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And I have to take out a mortgage for one.
Yeah, that's a good point. So my father-in-law actually got the vaccination. So he was one of the first in line in the UK.
Awesome.
Yeah. He got a little sticker saying, I
think. It's like going to the dentist.
Well done.
I'm not joking either. Yes.
Who's funding the stickers?
You are.
Oh,
you're
yay.
You're
that's
worker.
Good. Yeah. Really happy about that.
So it'll be interesting to see how things change when all this starts to sort of, when the dust settles or it starts to clear or whatever, you know, it's going to be.
Otherwise known as 2022.
Yeah. Are we going to finally get some GPUs? Are we going to be able to buy graphics cards?
There's news about that. Did I put it in?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's not jump the gun then. Okay. So let's move on to then the what we've got from our listeners. What's this? Oh, yeah, that's us. Seal Podcast.
The first one wouldn't really make much sense.
That's how bad it is now. We're trying to fill the show with our own stuff. Kyle Adams says, Kyle, I haven't heard from Kyle for ages. It's nice to hear from Kyle again. Which category am I in? And Merry Christmas.
So
what
Merry
does that
Christmas.
Mean? Which category is he talking about?
Does he mean responding to the question? Or... No, he's responding to the tweet. So that's why I put our tweet in, because it didn't make any sense unless you read that tweet.
Okay, so you... Oh, I see. Sorry, Neil. I'm so unprofessional. So we said recording tonight would be nice to hear from you lovely people and the rest of you. Kyle, which category am I in? you're in the rest of the Kyle. In fact, you didn't need to even ask that. He knows I'm joking, I hope. And he says, and Merry Christmas. Well, thank you, Kyle. It's good to hear from you. We also have something from Andy Cox, who's got some stuff highlighted in red here. Which, so Neil, talk me through what we're doing here. This is
Andy's PC work queries.
Oh, you've put a note into the side.
Yes, it's got a little bit of professional.
Fucking hell, mate.
It's almost like we didn't talk about this 10 minutes ago.
Oh, God. Look, if I prepared any harder for this podcast, people wouldn't be able to handle the quality. Right. Andy says, morning, Games Masters. As you are PC wizards, I'm looking for advice for upgrading my son's PC. We have already upgraded the RAM to 16, 2x8, but now looking at power supplies, GPU, but don't know where to start. I'll add the details, and if you've got any advice, that'd be great. Cheers. This is the link that was on the original sales invoice. So did anyone go over? Did you look over this?
I looked over it. Yeah.
Because
okay, right, there you go.
What frequency RAM is it? Sorry.
Doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
No. But this is the same PC that I bought my son.
I see.
I think it was 2017. So it is knocking on a bit, but yeah, I've had a look in mine by my son's a little while ago.
So we should say, sorry, before we should say he's running, what is that PC running? An i5-7400,
yeah,
8 gig of RAM, a 1050 Ti.
Yeah, so that's...
And then, well, looking at it, the main thing that's limiting is it's only got a 350-watt power supply in it.
Ah, yeah, so it's not getting the right amount of power draw to actually sort of...
to be able to upgrade anything. Mm. So, there's a lot to upgrade, probably. Depends what you want to do with it, really.
It depends on the games as well. I mean, if you're looking to play Cyberpunk 2077 on it,
That's not going to happen no matter what you have right
now. No, I think you're right as well. Unless you've got a spare 20K to actually get a decent enough rig to play, I don't think it's ever going to happen.
So,
yeah, so it's running a mini ITX motherboard, I think, as well. So it's like your options are limited, I'd say, in what you can really do without just sort of, yeah. You could put an SSD in it, I guess, if you just wanted to keep it pretty straightforward, but I wouldn't go. I don't even know if it's got an M2, but you could get like a 2.5-inch SSD would maybe speed it up a bit, loading Windows and stuff.
Oh, that would be that would make a tremendous difference, no doubt about that. I would say that's a no-brainer.
But for any terms of playing anything a bit more advanced than it's already playing, I think.
The thing that I think probably would be better is to get a better power supply, and dependent on the RAM, because the RAM comes out stock as 2133 megahertz, right? Yeah. And if you have to always upgrade it in the BIOS, so to be able to support that extra voltage to the RAM, you'd have to have a better PSU that could constantly meet where it needs to be as well. So that might be a big help there. So just check on your megahertz or your RAM, and then, yeah, have a look through that way.
Well, he said he's already got upgraded to the 16 gig.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that i5-7400 heat?
That's still not...
Is that still going to bottle? Is that going to bottleneck before the graphics card?
No,
I wouldn't say so.
So I would say look at something, maybe trying to pick up something like a 1650 Super or something like that, just to throw in. That's a sort of a reasonable price.
The thing is, I don't know if you can get anything. Anything really is really hard to get.
Yeah,
like old graphics cards, you can't even get them really. So. It's not a great time to be looking to do stuff, and without just like you can buy whole new PCs relatively straightforwardly, but buying the bits and bobs is proving a little bit of a challenge, shall we say. And you have to be following things on Twitter and looking at Discords and joining Discords and things. I think anything like current is definitely. Wow. And, like, you can't buy a 20 series graphics card by the look of it anywhere, unless you're going to, like, I don't know, third-party eBay and stuff like that.
You don't want to buy a 20 series graphics card.
No?
No. No. But, okay, yes, a 2070 and a 2060 is probably a good shout. Anything senior of that, there's no point. If you're looking for that kind of performance, you're going to want a 30 series graphics card, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Are they available?
It depends on the price, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, the 16 series cards are... No, it's 170 quid here for a 1650. So I don't know if that's good value for money. It once the new graphics cards kind of become available, they don't look so good value, I don't think. But
yeah.
The 1050 Ti, like I say, my son can run Destiny 2. It can run Fortnite, no worries. It depends what you want to play. So, yeah. I think you're going to struggle to... It'll be a lot of upgrades to get it really up to date. And
might just maybe if Andy could give us a little bit of an idea of what he wants to do with it. But, you know, I would definitely maybe think about, you know, just shutting the whole thing down, putting in an SSD and getting your Windows on there. But yeah, maybe the power supply, do it in increments, right? At least you're ready. Like if you can't get your hands on a graphics card now or anything, you've already boosted your RAM up.
Yeah.
Drop the 70 notes or whatever it's going to be for a half decent power supply, so you're ready. You got the case. Like you don't want to throw the whole thing. You don't want to throw everything out, right? You might as well just do what you can.
I just noticed the clock speed on the i5 3 gigahertz seems quite low for a clock speed. I wonder what it can boost up to. Let's go look.
It's
not unlocked, is it?
No, it's not unlocked.
Right.
It's all stock.
Yeah. See, that's where I know loads of people like to shit on AMD for my height. But that's where AMD comes in king for me. Price is super low and it's always unlocked. You can always do what you want with it.
Mm. Yeah, I heard somebody say that the other day. Yeah. Tough decisions there, Andy. I'm not... sorry, I haven't given you the best answers there. It's just not perfect right now if you want to build your own. But there you go. Yeah, but then again, if the budget is there, maybe just buy, you know, look for a good value, a good deal on a pre-built. I don't even know how good those deals are right now, though.
It's definitely easier to get a pre-built than it is to pick up all the bits and pieces you want.
But for like modern day games, the minimum you're kind of looking at is a 2070 from Nvidia and what, a 5600 from AMD?
Yeah, the XT, I think, 5600 XT is it? Yeah. It's probably the one for 1080p.
All right, okay, well, we're floundering a bit on that one, Andy. Sorry.
Send us a bit more detail maybe about what you want to do with it and we might be able to...
Yeah, or budget or something like that.
Yeah.
And he continues on anyway. Evening all, hope you're all well. Just wanted to say thanks for all the shows this year. I usually listen to them on the Saturday at wherever I'm working. Always a highlight. That's very kind of you, Andy. Appreciate that. Question this week is, what were some of your favorite Christmas presents as a child? Cheers all. Oh, nearly forgot. Have a great Christmas and hopefully a great new year too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Favorite Christmas presents. Go, Arnie.
I'm not sure if anyone listening, they probably wouldn't know. I'm quite a young, not a lot younger, but I'm younger than all of you, aren't I?
Yeah, you're a lot younger than us.
Okay. Well, you said it. You said it, not me. So
I'm getting comfortable in my skin now.
I used to love a show called Beyblade, and I asked my mum if I could have a remote control Beyblade. Are you guys familiar with what Beyblade is? Or
I remember.
Spinny thing?
It's like a
Ritz cord thing, wasn't it?
Dude, I was buying Beyblade for my son.
Yeah, and it was a remote control one, and it had like a trigger on it. It's my favourite Christmas present ever. I loved it. I told everyone I could control it, and I'd pretend to use like the normal ripcord and have that one sort of stashed away and just pull on the trigger, and they're like, whoa, where are you doing that?
Oh, so it's like a normal size of one of those little Beyblades.
Yeah. So you had the remote control.
Did you have the arena? Did you have all the arena and everything?
Yeah, I had the arena, but honestly, me and my uncle, he's a year older than me. He also lives in Canada. And we used to walk to the park just to do Beyblades with each other. No one else. That was it. But yeah, a favourite Xmas present. I loved it. That's as from a childhood, obviously. I've had better presents since.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Dave?
The one that always sticks with me is I had like, I don't know if you remember the crash test dummy, like plastic toys, like cars and dummies.
I do not remember this. I remember Beyblades, but I don't remember these.
So it's basically...
That would be the, was that the 90s, the late 80s or something?
It's probably late 80s, early 90s. I was born in 82. So, but I just remember it was the perfect present for me because it was basically a car that just fell into bits, like the doors popped off, the roof popped off, all the glass popped out, and the crash test dummy had little bits on it that if it got hit at a certain pressure, it would spring load apart. So the whole car and dummy thing, like whenever you absolutely smashed it into the wall, you know, the skirting, it just pinged everywhere. It's brilliant. I loved it. And yeah. It was just the Christmas present I remember as a very young child that I absolutely loved. Yeah.
Nice. Neil?
I've got a couple. Like toy wise it was probably Optimus Prime. That's pretty cool. Like the full on trailer and everything. But I think really my favourite one was probably one of my bikes. Oh, just because yeah. I had a Rally Night Burner, which was pretty awesome at the time.
Nice! I had a burner. I had an extra burner.
Did you have the mag burner with the plastic wheels? No, I had a Night Burner. It had like a, I don't know, it's like a weird black like colour to it, but it was like a weird plastic covering on the tubing. And that was great. Because those days you could fuck off on your bike and didn't have mobile phones and all that shit and just disappear for a fucking day. Yeah. Getting a massive bollocking when you get home. Yeah, I used to love going out on my bike when I was a kid. Can't be arsed nowadays, but.
Yeah, that's a good shout. That's a good shout. I think probably I would have to say, I think I got my Spectrum for Christmas, but I can't quite remember. If I did, that could be in for a shout for one of them. But I also was very fond of a big fire truck I was given one Christmas. Very, very traditional gift, isn't it? A fire truck for a boy. But it was like this big Tonka metal one, right? There was nothing. It wasn't plastic. It was like a good size, like at least a good foot and a half long, big fire truck. It was just worthy. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. I guess we just gave it away.
What was it worthy of? If I can ask.
It was worthy of my respect and your respect too. And everyone's who I showed it to.
Did you have like those, this is going a bit slightly tangent here, which is what we do, but Fisher Price toys when you were really little?
Some, yeah.
We had all these construction type Fisher Price toys and we had fucking loads of them. And my mum flogged them all at a car boot for like a quid each and they were worth fucking hundreds apparently.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Good
yeah,
job.
Nice.
Good job. Well, Matt, friend of the show, Matt, him and I, when we were growing up, we would ceremoniously burn all his Playmobil people in the bonfire in the back. I can tell you, I have no idea how many Playmobil people we burnt, but it was a lot. Pretty much everyone he had. So.
Did you do it with a magnifying glass?
No. His mum would send us out to have a bonfire, because I lived with him, right, for a few months when we first emigrated to England. So, and his mum would send us out, did you boys go out and have a bonfire? I'd be like, fuck yes. So we'd go out to the bottom of his garden and have a bonfire, right? And we'd burn anything we could.
It was just like any stuff from the shed. And...
Yes, 13-year-old boys burning shit. It's brilliant.
What, like 5-year-old children?
Oh, anything. Stay still. Yeah, thanks, Andy. Okay, Pilch, friend of the show, is going great guns. I will say, I listened to the Boss Wave podcast this week. I loved it. And it's not for the fact that Rob wasn't on there. That's just to be a bonus. I'm just kidding, Rob. But I did notice that everything that Pilch and Chris talked about was right, was perfectly in my wheelhouse. I don't know, they nailed every game they were talking about, and opinions on them just seemed to be really good. So I was well into the Boss Wave this week. I suggest everyone goes and checks it out. Pilch says, hi guys.
Can I whatever... just, draw your attention to the size of the font I've used for Pilch's name there.
You've given him super sized font,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all caps as well. You really wanted to shout it out there, right?
Yes, pay attention, Pilch. This is what we do for you.
Everyone else is just capitalized on their, you know, on their initials, like KA for Kyle Adams, Andy Cox, and with Pilch. I'm not for the sake of everyone's ears, I'm not gonna absolutely screech it, but I can't actually do it justice. It's twice the size of everything else and it's all capitalized.
Right, yeah. Well, we can even go for it. Everyone else is running at a 15.5 font. Pilch is at 22.5.
Okay, not quite double.
So it looks double though.
It does, yeah.
It does.
So Pilch says, hi guys, for whatever reason we will struggle to get an episode of Boss Wave out Christmas week. I had thought of doing a solo show, but I'm not sure I could pull it off. So my question is, would any of you attempt a shorter solo episode to get content out? Sorry, my question doesn't involve eating shit this week. Maybe next time. Later's Pilch.
Can I start this one off? Is this
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone with 22 font can definitely pull off their own solo show.
He didn't give himself. He didn't give himself a 22 font. I did.
Exactly. So if you got Neil's approval on that, then I completely believe that you can.
Yeah, true. Well said. I would never do a solo show. I don't think
we did the two
have.
Of us once, didn't we? Just that was a while ago, though.
Did we? Yeah, I don't think... I know a lot of people over the years who've done solo shows. It doesn't work for me. I don't think I've ever been able to listen to them more.
I think I've heard people do like a quick shout out, you know, a couple of minutes, like, hi, not doing a show this week. You know, hopefully be on next week, da-da-da-da-da. And basically just do a something just to put in people's feeds, but not actually a show. But...
It's pretty sad, though, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think it'd be. I couldn't do a solo.
Don't think you'll see us doing it. Put it that way.
Fuck no, I'm not doing that. Never.
Stress hard enough to get 3 a month going.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't know. No, I wouldn't do a solo show. I wouldn't listen to a solo show. So I'm being completely honest. If I see somebody in a feed, go, well, it's only one person. I wouldn't listen to it. I don't think. Maybe give it a start, but I doubt it. Like. For me, it's all the interaction with everyone else on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're like doing an interview or, you know, commentating on something live or, you know, having some interaction with something.
Could do like a compendium, like, and just introduce clips of old shows. if you had any old shows, obviously.
That's what you could do, Pilch. You could do a compendium of the new reimagine the new Phoenix from the Ashes Boss Wave, which I think you've only done two shows, so it'd be interesting.
you could
do a highlights of the last two shows. There you go.
Well, maybe you could review podcasts on your podcast show. You know, listen to one of our podcasts and like just talk over it and say, yeah, they're talking about this, but I don't agree with them.
Sort of like a mystery theatre, but with podcasts. Yeah.
Their opinion is wrong, and then just move on without context.
Just get one of these guys to come and guest on it. I already told him that in WhatsApp. Come on. Neil and Dave will whore themselves out for you. I'm growing tired of this business.
But, I just might have to call myself Fraser for the night, though.
Obviously. Just send me the check for their services. They're good to go.
I was going to say, just thanks for the nice words he said about the podcast in the week.
Yes.
On Twitter.
That's why I don't know what you're talking about. I quit Twitter. Did you know? Did anyone notice? No one noticed. I'm a quitter Twitter. I gave it up. Fuck that. So.
Good on you.
Yeah.
I kind of quit Twitter because my phone doesn't actually tell me when any notifications or anything comes up until I actually click on the Twitter app and it's like, oh, you've got like 500 messages that you haven't read. I'm like, no, I'll just go to the latest one. Nah, so I'm like, I'm not interested, and then close it down again.
Yeah, you're a bit popular if you get that many messages.
Oh, it's because it's like 2 or 3 months between actually looking on the app.
What do you mean? Is that your feed? not actual messages.
My feed. Yeah.
Yeah, mine. I don't get notifications that my feed is updated.
Oh, I have Twitter, but I don't use it. I've really never used it, to be honest. I always felt like it was a bit of a swamp. It's either one group of people shit talking the other group of people, or it's just endless posts from just random things like saying, "Oh, 10 signs that your puppy hates you," or something stupid like that. And I just
sounds like the dodgy adverts at the end of a web page. Is
that done? Oh yeah, definitely. It's probably not even on Twitter that I saw it. It's probably on something else that I should just really shouldn't be divulging in. But no, it's I've never got on with Twitter. I'm not a massive. The only thing I really like is Instagram, and that's just because you just endlessly scroll.
And that's because you're young.
I'm not that young, okay? Like, I'm not tired either. Don't make me go to bed, okay?
What's funny, actually, it's funny because I work with this, where I work, I've been working there for about over a decade, and there's a guy there, and he's just turned 30, but of course he's been there since I've been there. He started in his teens. And so the big thing that just cracks us up all the time is that we're still telling him to grow up. Like, he's 30, right? You know, when you grow up, son, you might understand what we're doing. It fucking winds him right up. It's great. We would never do that to you, Arnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, I think.
I'm glad that you've arrived at that decision amongst yourselves. That you're not going to do that to me. Feels great.
It was a late one. It was a late one past your bedtime, we had that.
Okay, Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, says, with 2020 having one last laugh with not only a Stadia being on iOS and iPhones, but it's maybe the best place to play Cyberpunk. Could this be the start of a new frontier for the platform on iOS? And could it be a true Christmas miracle? Could it?
No.
It's been out over a year now, Stadia.
It was its birthday the other week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure we had a question about that a couple of weeks ago. But,
maybe. I mean, Arnie, was that like a...
It's hard, no. Until we have the computational power. Okay, right, ignore me. Let me start again.
Hang on. You've got the internet that could actually use...
That's what I was about to say. I'm very fortunate I've got gigabit internet where I am. And if it could work... Like, have a full, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, a good connection to the server to actually be able to stream it and for it to not have any latency. Brilliant. But it's not always the way it works. Just because I have a gigabit internet download doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get the full bandwidth.
No.
I think we need the technology to progress more. But you can only progress it if people invest in it. And people are realizing that we're still not there. And it's just not, I mean, it's still not great, really, is it?
The problem I have with Stadia, and Stuart will not let us die. Will not let this subject die because he brings it up every week. So we have to talk about it every week. Is that, say, when I was playing PUBG, I don't think there is any way. Well, I don't know. Can they improve the latency? Like, I understand when we're playing shooters, like, and I've got a ping going over to Europe or whatever like that, I'm going to suffer from a little bit of latency on my game. But it's not unbearable by any means.
Hmm. So you get around about 100 ping, don't you? About 100
yeah,
ping.
But if I have to play something like PUBG and I have to send it to the servers or whatever that are running the game and the game has to interpret that and then send it back, there is noticeable lag, which is unacceptable in a game like that, in a Twitch shooter. No way.
PUBG servers are actually based on Mars, though, so, you know.
Well,
that's...
I feel like you're in a hard hate column for PUBG, though, now. I don't think I've ever heard you utter a polite thing about PUBG.
Neil's moving into the hard hate category for Valorant now.
Oh, no.
I don't hate on Valorant.
You're on your way.
I just hate dying.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I don't know, but do we know is Stadia running Cyberpunk? Okay? No, nothing runs Cyberpunk. Okay,
no,
nice to play, and GeForce Now, all the streaming places are running it. Great.
Stadia will be fine for single player games. Could you imagine playing Valorant on a server which would essentially give you 600-700 ping?
No, it's not possible, right?
I want to throw my computer out if it was to do that.
Well, you wouldn't have a computer if you're playing Stadia.
That is true. No, you are completely right.
Just throw your controller out.
That's it. I will throw everything out the window that's around me.
Maybe Google has used some of its limitless cash reserves to do a little bit of a rope-a-dope, right? And they've sort of said, right, we'll produce, CD Projekt Red, make a game that can't run on anything else except our platform. We'll shove you a load of cash in the background Could it be a Christmas miracle? Possibly.
But there's, I don't know what you say about the ping, but if everyone's got a bad ping, then everyone's playing on a level playing field.
It's true.
Yeah, but some people might live closer to the server, so they might actually have a benefit.
Yeah, I think, that is a thing anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
The way it stands at the moment, but I thought one of the things they were saying was that actually it will be a more level playing field on some things like cloud-based platforms, because everyone will be connecting to a server rather than, like, on the old days. I don't know, some games probably still run this way. Like, someone who was playing the game was the server.
Yes.
So they had a massive advantage over everyone else.
Games like that, Gears of War 2, I think it was. It was client-side server, and there was basically you just armed yourself with a shotgun and ran around and shot everybody in the back of the head. That was the game. If you're the server.
No one actually knew. I don't think they told you, did it, who was actually running the server. But
I think people worked out pretty quickly when they matrixed around everyone. People shooting them, just dodging the bullet, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good old Stadia.
Whether being on iOS and it getting to more people, I don't know. Does people want to play a bit like full games on a tiny screen?
I suppose an iPad
screen, maybe. But all these games are optimized to be on, monitors 18 inches plus.
Yeah, but Stadia is still very much an option for someone who doesn't have a gaming PC. Yeah, you can run it on a normal PC, right?
I suppose you can play Destiny 2 on it for free.
No, you can't. You have to pay their monthly fee.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Destiny 2 is one of the pro games on Stadia.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to buy it, but then it's free to play anyway, so,
All right, that's enough.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay. Stuart's going to beat us over the head. I wonder how long he can keep this up. We keep saying that every week too. Thanks, Stuart. Appreciate it. On Discord, we had a message from GH Rocker. Antonio said, give us some general life advice, something you wish you knew when you were younger, maybe. Anyone?
I don't think I'll be in the threshold. If I go younger, I'm going to be in my teenage years. I don't think you should ever listen to a teenager about life advice.
I would just say yes to more things and do more stuff, because all of a sudden you're fucking old and you can't do anything.
Mine's gonna be a boring one, and I'd say, when you got the money, put more money into your mortgage, because
that's pretty boring.
It's pretty boring. But it
start a pension when you're 12.
Start that paper round early on, and put a pound away a week.
Yeah, I'll be boring and go along with Dave. So I would say get your money invested when you're younger, as much as you can. You won't miss it when it's not in front of you.
No. All you're doing is pissing it away anyway.
Because what I did was I did the stuff that Neil was talking about. I did it all and I got no fucking cash left. That's the thing. I can't remember any of it. I just get my paycheck from fucking decades and just piss it up the wall.
Can I change my answer?
It has to involve getting absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah, it does. What else are you going to do?
No, it doesn't. Right, do shit that you do while you're sober so that you can remember it when you're up.
Don't be sober. How about that?
Become a fucking racing driver. There you go.
I'd like to change my answer.
Go on.
If I could speak to my younger self, I'd say move from console to PC sooner.
Ooh, good, relevant, like it.
Because I was speaking to Matt about this the other day, actually. No, was it Matt? No, it's Mark, actually. Ignore me. Mark said, why are you good at aiming in games? And I said, I don't think I am. I think Matt's better. And the only game I played which, you know, racked up amount of hours on a shooter on PC is PUBG. And I've only just hit 1,000 hours on it. That's the only aiming game on PC I've ever played. It was always console before that.
Yeah, it was the same.
And I wish I learned sooner.
Mm. Yeah. I particularly learned mouse and keyboard because of PUBG. I wasn't really playing anything mouse and keyboard before that.
Yeah, really? I'd say the same.
That is general life advice. That is the pinnacle of life advice.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Quite sad because
start
I've been
gaming on PC sooner.
A long time, and I still suck. So,
do you know what I used to play? Mouse and joystick way back on the PC.
Mouse and joystick.
Years and years ago, I had like a big fuck off flight stick thing on my left hand, I think, and then I used to use my mouse in my right hand. That's going back, son.
Nice.
It wasn't as in a joystick, as in, you know, a piece of plastic. Like, not that of a joystick.
I'm going to give Antonio another piece of advice here. Now be quiet. If at any point a bird wants to go to bed with you, go to bed with her, okay? Because if you don't, that shit's going to eat at you for decades afterwards. Like, why didn't I do that? Okay.
Basically, what you're saying is if there's a crumb on the floor, you always lean down and pick it up, right?
That's right. Okay, let's move on. general week stuff. Not week as in W-E-A-K, but general, what we've been up to. Arnie, we haven't got you filled in here. I'm sorry, I don't know if you've got access to fill. Do you have anything you've been up to you want to talk about? Things you've been watching, things you've been doing, things you haven't been doing?
To be honest, since we got a dog earlier this year, as you know.
We love dogs.
I love dogs too, mate. It's been tough, actually. Most nights we don't chill till 9 o'clock, so we watch 1 hour or something on just general nonsense on the TV. Then I come online and burn Valorant. That is my life, what it's come to this year. So obviously this week has just followed suit for what it has been for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working, playing.
How is your dog?
Brilliant. Love him.
Ted.
Ted. The lovable little bastard.
has he cemented yourself as the best thing in your life ever outside your missus?
Happened ages ago.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
You could have the worst day, absolute worst day, and you just step through the door, and just the look on his face, he comes up to you, jumps up once. You tell him to get down, obviously. And he'll just sit there patiently for you to get down to his level. And most of the time, I'll just lay on the floor with him.
Yeah.
And it just that moment there just completely removes all the mundane nonsense that happens during the week, or during the day, rather.
Well, they're great, aren't they? They do say that the difference between a dog and your missus is that if you lock either of them in the car, in the trunk of your car, and open it an hour later, the dog is going to be the one that's happy to see you.
I feel like you're trying to coax me into making that an experiment. Do you want me to report back to you on that one?
Sure, why not?
If anything, I'll get more Valorant time out of it.
What time of day you do that, I guess.
Arnie's suddenly moving his PC into the bedroom. okay, I'll go next. Can't remember last week. Had I finished The Queen's Gambit last week?
Said you were watching it.
I can't remember.
Finished that. Loved it. What an ending! Tremendous. I think that's got to be the best thing we watched this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's the best thing we've watched this year. Mandalorian is going to be a close tie or second. Last year it was Chernobyl. This year it's Queen's Gambit or Mandalorian season. Was Mandalorian last year? I can't remember. Anyway.
Well, it's been two seasons. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, so we finished Queen's Gambit. Finished brilliantly. I just loved it. I'm not going to do any spoilers or anything like that if you haven't watched it. Anybody else not watched it here?
Oh, I've not watched it. Have you ordered a chessboard?
I have not ordered a chessboard, no. But you have to watch it. It's really good. And we've just started The Mandalorian season 2. So no spoilers for me, please. Like, we've only just done one episode.
We haven't started it yet, so we've been waiting. And it will be available, and it's now. Like, last episode was today. Everyone's I can see it blowing up everywhere, going, "Oh, it's amazing! It's amazing! It's amazing!" I'm like, "Oh, fucking space, let's crack on with that then."
Yeah, but the only thing I'll say is that The Mandalorian, the first season, the first episode for season 2 delivered. So it was great. Yeah, it was good.
It's probably about time I start my free trial, I guess.
You get a free month with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, I think. So you can use that perk and watch the whole 2 seasons in a week or whatever.
The other thing I have on here is Fraser's Hi-Fi Adventures continue. So anybody who's listening knows that I've been sort of buying more hi-fi equipment week in, week out, selling. I sold a receiver this week. And the money was burning a hole in my pocket. So I was just browsing for whatever. And I saw an ad for a turntable. It's a Technics SLQ-2, right? Direct drive, sort of like the forerunner of Technics SL-1200s, like that magnetic drive platter. Anyway, nice piece of kit, right? Guy is selling it for like $55.
A good condition one. Not get that, can you?
Guy, no. It's well, definitely worth like 4 times that much if it was working properly. Anyway, so I text him and I go, "Is this still available?" He goes, "Yep." And I go, "Would you take 50?" He goes, "Dude, like, I've got loads of people asking for this, so I think 55 is fair." I went, "Fair enough, I'll take it." He texts me back. He goes, "We just turned it on and it's not working." And I was like, "Oh." He goes, "So I don't know what you want to do. If you want it, you can have it." I'm like, "Okay, well, look, if it's not working, I'll take it, right? Maybe I can fix it." He goes, "Yeah, I'll leave it out on the step for you. Just come pick it up." I'm like, result.
So what, you got it for nothing?
Not yet. That easy, son. This has legs, this one. Okay. So then I get a message back from him going, I'll read you the message. Oh, no, I can't read the message. I've logged out. But anyway, the message basically said, "Oh, I'm really sorry." This came about 2 hours later as I was gearing myself up to go pick it up. "I'm really sorry. It's been thrown out. My dad, we're selling my dad's house and he's having a tough time with it all. And anyway, he got annoyed and threw it out. I'm sorry to inconvenience you." And I'm like, "Okay, that's a shame because that's a really nice turntable." He goes, "Yeah, I know. I remember it from when we got it as a kid and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, I apologize." And I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. I've just been bullshitted, right? I feel like I've just been bullshitted. That doesn't sound right. And so anyway, I have an alternative account for this selling site. So I emailed him on that one. I went, "Is this turntable still available?" He goes, yeah, it is. But it doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, so he has bullshitted me. He still got it. He didn't bullshit me the fact that it didn't work, but he bullshitted me. You know what happened was he said I could have it for free and someone fucking chewed him out, didn't they? Yeah. Or, you know, or he suddenly realized he shouldn't be giving it away for free. Anyway, so I was like, "Oh, okay." He said, "Yeah." So I said, "I don't understand. You're selling a turntable that doesn't work." And he goes, "Yeah, sorry. I don't know what it is. It could be a fuse. I'm not sure." And I said, "Well, it could be a fuse or it could be a transformer. And if it's a transformer, that's a fucking ball ache, mate." I said, "I'll give you $20. He goes, "Yeah, okay, that seems fair." So I drove up and gave him $20 for it and walked away again. So I got it for like $35 less than I was going to pay for it. Yeah, it's not working. But I've also got a story to tell out of it. Yeah, well, I bought a transformer today. I'm going to try and flip that out and see if I can get it working. But it's just really weird. Like, you know what? Why don't you just say, like, you fucked up and I can't give it to you for free. Like, I really wanted to walk away and go, thanks for lying to me. I've got your turntable now. Fuck you. But I sort of feel like that he probably got chewed out by his dad or by someone else. It was just like weird.
It's the culture of not wanting to be wrong. Don't want to go back on
or losing
something.
Out.
So,
he probably thought, actually, he's willing to come and pick this thing up. It's probably worth something.
It's got to be worth something. Yeah, that could be it too, right? But if that's the case, then you're a scumbag, right? Because you already committed to giving it to me, right? If you say you're going to do something, do it. Or say, look, dude, I know I said you could have it for free, but I've realized that that's really not what I want to do. I'm sorry. Like, just straight out. I can take the truth. you know what? I can take the truth. I'm not a school kid or anything like that.
Says the person who used a second account.
Well, you have
or you could have gone there and just sort of rocked up and went, oh, it's only worth a tenner. And then like be willing to walk away and basically waste his time. Just
yeah.
But I told you really wanted it, didn't you?
Well, I wanted it, and 20's a fair price for it if it can be. I already had looked, by that point, I'd already looked up possible faults with it and repairs, and I knew that it was something that could possibly be done, right? So I feel like I got the good deal. It was just weird. Just weird. Like, dude, just you said you were going to whatever. I don't know. Do what you say you're going to do, right?
Yeah, give it to me for fuck all.
No, but if he turned around and said, actually, you know what? I think this still has value. Look, I know I said I would have it. I think it's got value. I guess maybe like he's afraid, like I'm going to turn around, you fucking asshole. You fucking did this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just an odd one, isn't it?
Oh, okay. I was going to say something. I won't say it.
And that's my amazing story. That's how fucking interesting my life is.
Was it a nice house? Was there anything interesting about his house?
It was a big for sale sign outside. So it had been sold, and it was in the middle of nowhere, though. It was like half an hour away. So,
middle of nowhere?
Yeah. It's Canada. That's 95%.
Well, it was a little suburb, but it was like half an hour away. It was like, you know, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. It's just interesting. I'm glad I got the turntable, though. I feel like I won. I think that's what it is. I feel like I won.
Did you pay for it, though?
I did pay for it, yeah. But if I get it up and running, it's a fucking good turntable.
Do you think you could flip it for a decent price?
I wouldn't flip it, though, I don't think.
Come on, you buy and sell off. Is it? I don't know if it's eBay or not, but you love buying and selling your hi-fi stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I would probably flip it if I hadn't. Maybe I'd flip it. I don't know. Not to start with, though. I'd like it. It's a nice turntable that I like to keep if it works.
You've got to play some Tom Jones on it first.
Fuck yeah, for sure. Chaz and Dave. All right, that's my amazing story. Maybe it's not as amazing. It was amazing to me.
Oh.
But I didn't fall asleep, so it was all right.
All right, thanks. Anyone else?
Arnie might have fallen asleep.
Arnie, we've lost Arnie. He's like, what the fuck?
No, I'm still here. I'm just digesting. That was it's like a rich tapestry of a story.
It,
was,
it had highs and lows.
It really did. It really did. But I'm glad you got your way. I do kind of wish you did tell that guy to go fuck himself.
I sort of wanted to do that, but I mean, think that was lowering myself if I did
the
that.
Thing is, you know what you said earlier about always taking up on every opportunity? You could be thinking about this for years, mate. Should have just taken it by the balls, that situation, and just gone, do you know what? Fuck you. And then just walked away.
Yeah,
I could still email him.
He might find something else really cool that he might sell as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a certain satisfaction in that I got in, got out, and he's none the wiser as well, right? You know, it's like, you know, you don't realize it, but I got it anyway. Yeah, okay, I gave you $20, but whatever.
Is that your 007 moment?
Yeah, I guess. I think it is. I feel empowered.
You could message him back on the account that he said he's thrown it away. He said, oh, I would have paid you like 30 quid for it not working anyway.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I could still do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, but he told me. But he has told me he's thrown it away. That would be odd, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but just message him. Oh, I would have paid 30 quid if it wasn't working anyway.
Yeah, shit. I should have done that straight away. Yeah, but if I'd done that straight away, he wouldn't have taken my $20 lowball. So.
Well, yeah, you have to obviously do that after you've bought it. Yeah.
As you're sitting in the car.
See, this is the problem, right? It's a tangled.
His voice while you're going. Dave, you're so devious. I didn't realise how devious you were.
Oh, yeah. Dave's got a dark side. You know this. For sure.
I didn't realise just how dark it was, though.
What else we got, boys? No one else has filled in. Oh, Dave's
filled
I've
got some stuff. So I've got a new TV.
Yay.
Basically, we've got a TV in our bedroom, a 32-inch Panasonic. Well, I had one. It was really weird. Half, sort of, every other line of pixels went sort of horizontally. So it's like, I don't know, it was a...
It was like 540p.
Yeah, basically.
Was it was it a Sony?
No, it's
540i.
Panasonic.
Or Samsung. Oh no, okay.
So it was a really good, really good TV. But it was about 7 years old. So I said about I got my phone, a new phone. Pixel 4a. And
yeah,
it came...
you said you were getting a new TV.
Yeah, so it came. So I plugged it in. The sound's a bit rubbish. It's an OLED 4K 43-inch. So it barely fits on the set of drawers.
It's in your bedroom.
It's in the bedroom, yeah. It's a bit ridiculous.
You could use this as a gaming monitor where your PC is.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't actually fit in my...
Yeah, you could stick it on the wall.
Yeah.
That would be an absolute neck ache to use.
But yeah, so I got that. It was all right. Yeah, the sound's a bit rubbish. And I kind of looked at it. I was like, I could sell it. And it was only going to be like, I think it was like 350, 400 quid new. And selling it secondhand.
Yeah, it's
like,
not worth it, is it? Worth more to you as a TV than it is to sell it.
Yeah, I actually like, we like watching TV in the bedroom. So
you could put a little amp and speakers.
Could put a little, could.
The fucking bedroom TV. Don't need all that shit.
It's not about the loudness; it's about the quality. He's already told you the quality of the speakers is no good. Neil, we already know that you are in denial of hooking up your proper sound system to justify that the TV deserves that you bought.
No, the TV sound is great. It's not a fucking $2,000 surround sound system, obviously, but. It sounds fine. More than fine. It sounds good. I don't even get to fucking watch it anyway. It's always got Hawaii 5.0 and fucking
on it. So, yeah. So that was interesting. And then the next thing was the tip run. To chuck the old TV in the tip. And it was an absolute nightmare. Even still.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's because it's the run up to Christmas.
I'll give you a piece of advice. If you ever have to get rid of a TV, just put it on Craigslist or whatever the fuck it is you have over there. What's it? Gumtree. And just put TV, slight problem with the screen, not cracked or anything like that. Someone will come and take it off your hands for free. Loads of people repair them.
Yeah.
There's a place, guess where I went today? I went to the tip again today. I've had it we're only allowed to go once every 2 weeks, but I've been three times in the last 6 weeks, I think. Maybe four in the last eight, I can't remember.
How do they monitor how many times you go to the tip?
You have to book it online.
Do you?
Third world country you guys live in, you have to book.
No, you don't normally have to fucking book your place at the tip. It's because of COVID you have to book your fucking place at the tip. This is only coming. It was shut for about 3 or 4 months at the early part of lockdown, in whenever that was, March. But then they decided they could open up, but they'd have to book it. And you have to give your registration number and everything. And they check you when you get there. Because you got your email. Yeah,
see, mine's nothing like that. It's just literally, you just rock. Well,
just a free
you just rock up. I'd say you rock up, but you sit for about 45 minutes in a queue waiting to get in because it's single file.
Fuck it. See, we don't have any of that shit. I turn up. I get my 20-minute slot between 1 and 20 past 1. I turn up. Drive straight to the fucking...
Do you get a butler coming out then?
It's fucking fast valet service at the fucking tip.
Spitting polish on your windscreen, sir.
Oh, would you like to put this in the scrap metal for you, sir? Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much. Here's something for the kids for Christmas. They just, put a couple of quid in his pocket.
Go on, Dave.
And then, so yeah, I have been hard watching The Expanse this week.
Is that the one in space?
It's the one in space. Yep. I watched a couple of episodes last week.
No, it's the one in the really small room.
In the shipping container.
Oxymoronic by name, oxymoronic by nature.
The reason I sound so surprised is because you put season 3, and I thought it was a new series.
There's a new
season 5 just come out,
but I've watched pretty much all of season 1, 2, and 3 in the last 6 or 7 days.
Is this on Netflix?
It's on Amazon Prime.
That's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It used to be on Sci-Fi.
Yes, it was on Sci-Fi, and then they finished. They didn't actually renew it on Sci-Fi, and then Amazon picked it up for season 4 or 5, and I think there's going to be a season 6 as well. But it's really good. It's very political between Earth, Mars, and the Belt.
You're gonna fucking keep your politics.
No, it's hard to explain. It's basically
the immigrants.
Well, everyone's got their own agendas, and it follows all parties from a group that are kind of in the middle, and it's really
to the miners, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, what were they, miners? They're basically miners
to start with. Yeah,
it's an Arthur Scargill type character.
But they get people from Earth and Mars on the ship as well that they're sort of commandeered. They work in the middle and work for all parties. Well, their own agenda, which nobody understands, and basically causes a war. But it's really good. It's one of them that even at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh, I'll just watch the next episode. The next episode's about 40 minutes long. And I'm like, oh shit, it's 3 o'clock.
So I'll just watch one more.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying that. So if you've got Amazon Prime and you need something to watch, pick up The Expanse, because
we have got Amazon Prime now.
What?
Yeah, we got it this week.
You want like a free trial?
Well, my wife put it on her account. She probably won't cancel it, so it's not going to be a free trial for very long.
You get a month.
Whatever it is.
What's the reason for that?
Was it she wanted to watch. She wanted to watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh right, yeah.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, that's never pretty much right. It looks really good, actually.
Actually, but I don't know. You might get different stuff over there, I guess, like with the Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, we do. But there's a few things. We started watching Alex Rider.
Yeah, we watched that. Well, my family watched that. I didn't really like it. But...
I think, and we want to watch The Boys as well. So,
yeah,
The Boys. Yeah, that's really good.
Can't think what else is.
Not to be watched around children.
No. Definitely not.
Fucking, what was the Nazi thing?
Oh,
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I didn't get on with that.
It was, it had a good, I don't know, it had good bones, but I feel the execution of it wasn't great. It could have been so much better. It just needed better writing, probably better acting as well. But maybe, it could be the scriptwriter's fault. Sometimes you can only...
That's what I'm hearing from people, though. I walk with a guy at the weekend, and he was like, he couldn't stick it out either. I was like, it just didn't.
I think I've heard that the premise is really good, and the idea about it was really good, and then it fizzled out. It didn't live up to the idea.
I only watched the first few.
No, it's exactly right, Dave. Like the premise of it, because when I saw the synopsis of it, I thought, oh, this is right down my alley. I thought, oh, this is brilliant. I'm going to watch this. And it just, I got bored. Like, or something that I was so excited about, I was bored. And obviously, if you're watching something and invested in it, it shouldn't be that way.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I was the same.
Can't think what the other. There's quite a lot of movies and stuff on there.
Mm.
Like Amazon, sort of. I don't know what you've got over there, but they've got the movie selection's got loads better recently.
I feel like Netflix has fallen off of the map a bit. There's a couple of good originals on there, but not enough to warrant keeping it, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm only paying a little bit because I'm getting it through Sky now, so I'm only paying like £4 a month for fucking.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, yeah, because I was a bit like, I don't really watch. No one seems to be watching Netflix anymore. My fucking son is absolutely addicted to Friends at the minute.
Yeah, my daughter is.
Fucking, I'm like, every time I walk in the room, it's like, oh, for fuck's sake, you're watching Friends again. And then I'm stood there just chuckling away at it again. But I just hate myself for still finding it funny.
That's right. Where are the worst things your son could be watching, though?
Yeah.
I love Friends.
It's Friends or Gilmore Girls at the moment in my house.
I'm not sure he's going to be watching that, I've got to be honest.
Neil, what have you got on for the week? Anything? You didn't fill anything in.
I haven't really been, like I said, I've been to the tip. I ain't really done a lot, mate. I've been watching me Warrior program, which is still good.
Right.
Yeah, I've only watched like one episode a week, so it's not like I'm fucking plowing through it. So, ain't done much.
Working hard. Okay. Hardly working.
Been playing loads of video games. Well, one video game, a lot. So.
Right. Well, let's move on to what we've been playing then. I'm going to skip myself because it's the same old Wind Waker and Valorant.
Which you haven't finished Wind Waker yet?
Okay, I'll talk about Wind Waker. So I put some more time in it today, but I'm at the stage where it's like now I was trying to beeline towards the end, and now I'm at the stage where it's like I don't want to beeline towards the end. I want to get myself hard as nails so that I can cruise through the end, yep. Right? I want all the bottles, all of them filled with fairies. I want to start racking up heart pieces. I've got the armor, you know. I'm just getting, but I'm on the quest as well to get all the Triforce shards. There's 8 of them scattered around. I'm nowhere near finishing, but I'm okay with that. I'm loving it. When I get my once or twice a week, I sit down and I just play it for a couple of hours, and the dog comes and sits next to me, and I just love it. It's great. So I'm not wishing my time away with it. I want it. If it doesn't finish soon, I'm okay with that. So, and then Valorant, we've been playing some more Valorant. It's great as normal. Although the notable thing this week was I finally got my rank. So I went and played a few competitive games on my own, which gave me my ranking, which was enough then to start playing competitive with Arnie and Matt. And I don't think you two can play competitive with us at the moment.
I haven't got my rank yet.
I haven't
played it in ages, so probably you're just like, nope, you're in iron.
And I think Arnie, if I'm not mistaken, got a boost to his rank.
Yes, I did. So I'm just going to offer a bit of context, because obviously I haven't been afforded the opportunity to speak about Valorant before. I got my rank come in at bronze 3, I think, when I got my calibration. And I lost 2 games in a row and put down to iron 3 because we had a smurf in our game. And it disheartened me for playing competitive. I don't like smurfs, hate them. I know Matt does it so he can actually play with us on competitive. But this guy was just something else. But yeah, been grinding it out a little bit. Been boosted up to silver 1 now, almost at silver 2. So I'm feeling a bit better about it. Just need a bit more game sense. I feel like just a bit more time committed to it is going to help massively.
Where it starts to get really, you notice that you'll get much better people. Once you hit silver, you'll be like, fucking hell, this guy's just fucking unbelievable.
Well, the games was playing earlier. Me and Matt were playing together, and it was pretty even. I mean, the game ended in a draw. I didn't even know you could do that. But, I mean, the game was just even all throughout, and there was a couple of people who were rated as gold before in there, so you know, maybe there's a bit wiggle room to grow, or maybe they're just bad gold players, who knows.
You get a lot more shit talk though.
Absolutely, they were so bad. It's the only place I'll get to it eventually. There's another game which has worse shit talkers, but I'll get to that eventually, no doubt.
Well, if you want to carry on, Arnie, go ahead.
Okay. The game I've been playing this week also is Dota 2. Don't feel like that's a very welcome game around here. they have got to be the most toxic bastards on the planet. They're someone else.
This is something you're used to, though, isn't it, to be fair?
Sorry, what? Toxicity?
The toxicity of Dota. You are quite...
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Accustomed to it, not immune to it. It still triggers the shit out of me. Probably would still trigger the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, it probably would. I mean, like sometimes, okay, I don't think he's going to listen to this, but Sean, friend of the show who comes on quite often, I mean, sometimes he's in our Discord channels playing Dota with other people. And the way he talks to people is shocking.
Yeah, it's really isn't it?
It is a mirror dimension of you. Yeah, it is a mirror. Sorry, go on, you go.
No, you were saying it's a miracle.
No, it's a mirror dimension of your worst self when you play Dota. I'm exactly the same. I mean, Sean is as well, because you can hear him. But I was looking at his... I'm looking at him right now. I think he's got an obscene amount of hours on Dota.
I think we worked out the other week, Harley. We were talking about...
Yeah, we were, wasn't we?
Nearly 6,000 hours or something stupid, because he's got two accounts that we don't
have. Yeah, that's it. So Sean, one of his... I'm not going to say his username, actually. One of his accounts has got 3,250. Where's the other one? I think I've got to go view all friends who play, and then it sorts it out in order, right?
Sean's different gravy. I'm saying gravy because I've just had a meat pie delivered to me, but
I wish I had meat pies delivered to me.
Cardinals.
At least you're not eating crisps.
Yeah, I know. I'll mute myself every time I take a mouthful. But he's different. He's different class, right? I mean, he's putting all these hours in. Like playing PUBG as much as I was playing. Like PUBG, I put a lot that 3,000 hours in over the 3 or 4 years. Mm. That's all I played, right? All I played. But he was putting in like 3,000 hours on PUBG, and then stacking another 3,000 hours of something else on top. It's insane. Guy's a machine.
I don't think he even rolls out of bed. I think he's just got one of those. bed-mounted desks or something that just swivels over. It's already online. It's set to an alarm. As soon as the alarm goes off, it presses the power button. He's raring to go.
He goes to work.
Well, the only thing is, I think he's just got a massive knob because Melissa's absolutely gorgeous and she puts up with it. So I was like,
saying it.
What else could be in it for her? But yeah, a massive penis.
What are you trying to say about Sean? You know, if she's really good looking,
it's the only defining feature, the amount of games hours he puts on the computer and you know how he looks compared to how she does.
He must be rocking
like a 12-incher.
Yeah, okay. Watching The Expanse has made you too political. I think you just need to out and out say what you're thinking, mate.
I think we've said enough. I suppose I don't play Dota, and I don't even know. I think I've tried it very briefly. I was like, I'm not going to get into this. I mean, what's the hook there for you?
Right. So I'm going to sound like an advert for it now. It's a real time strategy game, but it's also known as a MOBA, a multiplayer online battle arena, The objective is to destroy the other person's ancient. So I don't know why it's called defense on the ancients when the premise is to destroy the other one. But the catch is just there's over 100 heroes. I think there's like 300 odd items. Just the statistic. What is it? Sorry, it's getting a bit late in the evening now. Well past my bedtime. The statistical analysis of it is that it's such a low probability to have any two games that are the same. Because yes, you've got 10 players and you know you've got a pool of heroes, but the chance of each player playing the exact same game with the exact same items, and it's just every game, no matter what you do, it's always different. It's just, I think that's the hook.
Do you only have one map as well?
It is just one map, that's it.
Yeah, so that's like, it's all about the way that people play and...
Yeah, it's the synergies and the strengths of this. It's just knowing it. The game is more enjoyable if you've got a good knowledge of how the game operates and works. I can definitely see that. I only got into it because my brother played. I've got 5,000 hours. He's probably on like 17 or 18,000. It's all he plays. God.
What?
That includes Dota 1 as well. And then when I made the transition to PC from console. I just thought, right, that everyone, like my uncle, my friends, my brother, they were all playing Dota. They stopped playing Call of Duty with me on console. I thought, right, make the jump to PC, and that's the historical jump. Made it. And I didn't even
realize there was a Dota 1, to be honest. I've never heard of it. I've always just known Dota 2.
It was on Warcraft 3. Yes. It was on Warcraft. I believe it was a mod on the Frozen Throne. Yeah. But yeah, it's absolutely massive. The prize, hang on, I can find out for you right now. The prize pool each year is absolutely astonishing.
Multiple millions.
at the moment is sitting at $40 million.
That's mental.
It's a big game. The big game.
So when
it's been
dying. Is it ranked like Valorant is, and that you go up the ranks?
It is now.
Players.
So it depends. You can either solo queue like in Valorant, or you can have a couple of people. It used to be a numerical rank, so you used to have an MMR of like 3,000-4,000, but now they've got different emblems like they have in Valorant, which I think is a better system because sometimes people would feel shamed into having a bad rank, like if they had a low number, but with an emblem, it's a little bit more shrouded. You can't really gauge it as much,
right?
Which I think is better for the environment, for the community, but considering the toxicity that I was mentioning earlier, I don't think it actually offers that much. I think people just want to play the game and be angry. It's a good way to vent, I suppose, but it's just, I don't know. I love the game, but I don't play ranked. Never, I never do. Not anymore.
What's the point?
Is it okay? The point to play a game is to have fun and enjoy.
Exactly.
And if I'm not enjoying myself playing ranked, I'm not going to play ranked.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, you were pretty much like that with Valorant, weren't you? When you were saying you wouldn't play anything if we didn't have a full team of us.
Yeah.
Like if we're playing with randos, it's. I think you've relaxed a little bit on that now, but I said this before. Like my experience for playing games now is almost exclusively, if I can't play it with friends, I'm probably not going to be interested in playing it.
Definitely.
For a good chunk of my gaming time. Particularly PC gaming. So any more on Dota? Anything else?
I love it and hate it at the same time. Almost 5,000 hours on it. They've just released a new patch. I'm not sure if any of your listeners play Dota. The patch looks terrible. And I've only just started falling back in love with it again. Played like nine games this week, and I probably won't be playing it again until the new year.
They have the big thing is the international, isn't it? I hear about this game on other podcasts. I did play the tutorial and it was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, so I can't. It's too much to learn. Too much to learn for me.
Yeah. Let me just
get any enjoyment out of it. But
let's say there's 130 heroes with a minimum of 4 abilities, right? There's 520 different abilities minimum. And understanding the damage type, what they do, the interaction, the exceptions, the rules, just on the abilities alone, is just, it's daunting.
Before you even start, like, what the fuck am I actually supposed to do?
The learning curve is so steep, and it's only super committed to want to learn who will actually learn it. Or like we said before, if you've got a bunch of mates who you just want to play a game with, there you go.
Yeah.
Another one.
I don't want my mates to shout at me, though.
I shouted at Arnie in Valorant this week, didn't I, Arnie?
You did. still got the hand mark on my cheek.
it was the heat of the game. I felt bad. I was a little bit hangry with that game.
Behind.
You know what happened was I was running back to where you were from the back of the map. And that bloody Raze had snuck in through mid, and she killed me. And so I knew that's why I knew she was coming up on you. But I was fucking annoyed that she'd killed me. So when you didn't kill her, you were supposed to be the one to avenge my death, Arnie, not get schlepped.
See, I'm not that good. I'm not that good at this game. I need better game sense.
You are. Stop selling yourself short.
Mm.
You're better than everyone who's on this podcast. Let's put it that way.
So, have you got other games?
I'm just looking through. I'll tell you what I did. I played some Assassin's Creed earlier this year, and I probably won't be getting a new Assassin's Creed, if that's a talking point.
Which Assassin's Creed? There's been like 15 of them.
Valhalla. I probably won't be getting that one. But
played that one.
No. But other than that, actually, I think I mentioned this to you guys before. I downloaded Aim Lab on Steam.
Right.
And that's been helping massively.
What's this? What is it?
It's does
it help
you? Go on, Chris. You go. Yeah.
Well, you go, Arnie. You're the one who downloaded
it. Okay. Oh, cheers, mate. Basically, it's just like an aim trainer. So that I saw it on a YouTube video, and basically they say in a standard game of CSGO, PUBG, Valorant, the time you spend shooting is nowhere near as what you would be able to achieve in aim training. Typically, you're taking about 200 shots or something like 100 shots in a minute when you're doing a training. Whereas when you play a game of Valorant, you're probably doing about 20 shots. Not even that, probably about 5 shots a minute.
Yeah.
So it helps you train to like snap onto where the targets are and track like head movements and predict and lead and stuff. It's absolutely brilliant.
Is it? You really rate it?
I really rate it. I haven't played it since November 29th because obviously I feel like I'm an absolute pro now. But my initial score.
It mimics the games that you can train in different types of
games. So you can type in, obviously, the settings that you have in game. AimLab will have that as a subsection. You can do a drop down box and you can select the game that you want, and it will come up with the exact same settings that you can. So, say in Valorant, I've got my sense set up to 1.3, and you can do on AimLab, click on Valorant. That's the game that you want to train for, and then set your sense to 1.3, and then bang, done. It's exactly the same sensitivity. So it trains your the ability to like snap. It's like flick and click, basically. I'm not sure if you guys saw, maybe last week I'd done it. I got shot and I just flicked, just like muscle memory. That's the word I was looking for. Just muscle memory, flicked, clicked on his head, and then he was dead and I lived. Absolutely worth three and a half hours I've been on it for.
Says it's free on Steam.
It is free.
How do they make money?
I think you can pay for like skins and stuff. I don't know why anyone would want to do that, but I think they run ads as well. I can't quite remember that actually.
I'll check it out. I should check it. I need it.
In a couple of weeks.
Before Neil comes.
3,000 hours, Damon.
Hey, this is great. These guys don't kill me. There's no toxicity.
But yeah, that's it for games for me. What about you, boys?
Well, hang on a second. First of all, you're not driving the show, okay?
Oh.
So, secondly, as you're a guest, and tell us a little bit something about your gaming history, like what you cut your teeth on and all that sort of stuff. I'm just curious. Like, that always brings up some good talking points, right?
I'm going to work back. So do you want me to go backwards in time, or do you want me to from where I started?
Sure. Go back to your first console when I was in my 30s.
Okay. first console was a Sega Mega Drive when I was like...
Oh, I wasn't in my 30s then.
I think I was 4 or 5 when we got that. We didn't get it when it came out, I don't think. But I think we it was definitely Sonic. And then there was a Fox game. I can't remember what the game was. I can't remember what it was called.
Sonic and Tails?
No, Fox Sega Mega Drive. Hang on, let me just... What's it called?
I can only remember a few Mega Drive ones in there. Afterburner, Altered Beast and Sonic.
Oh, you're all the ones that were in the arcade apart from Sonic.
I think it was Psycho Fox, but I might be wrong.
Psycho Fox, that doesn't sound like a game that a 5-year-old should be playing.
No, I don't think it was that. Anyway.
I have fond memories of the Mega Drive, though. My friend turned up with one. We were probably we were at university at the time. And he got hold of a Mega Drive and booted up Sonic. And I was like, you are kidding me. Look at that. It was just mind-blowing.
It was
Sonic.
The speed of it, wasn't
it? You come from the Spectrum, was it?
There was a big gap. I hadn't played anything for like 4 or 5 years. I think there was a gap where I wasn't interested in video games. But when I saw Sonic on a home TV, I was like, that's really good. It was really good.
Yeah. I never really had consoles. We had, the first console we had was a SNES. So, but there was definitely a few things before that that were like keyboard based. But, SNES at uni, and that was when we got into that.
Yeah. So go on, Arnie.
Definitely had a Fox game in it.
Yeah, I don't know about the Fox game. I'm probably never going to remember. I was, like I said, I was 4 or 5.
If you know what the Fox game is, please write in and tell us.
Yeah, please. It's going to be wrecking my brain otherwise. Or I could just ask my mum, but that just seems like a waste of a text. That's horrible. I don't mean it. Mum, just on the millionth chance that you end up listening to this podcast, I didn't mean what I just said.
You never know. Sooner or later with that sort of stuff, you just have to sort of just cope. You just pretty much start assuming that no one listens to it. You get caught out one day.
If it turns out Arnie's mum listens to the CM podcast, it's going to be amazing.
She's going to be listening. She's going, I recognise her voice. Son? She'll be the one who answers.
We're getting loads of emails next week.
Arnie, what were you doing on the podcast with those guns?
Then after that is PlayStation 1. And then, Crash Bandicoot, all that stuff. Crash Bandicoot Warped, Crash 3. Absolute golden game. And Crash Bash. I'm not sure if you guys played Crash Bash or anything like that on PlayStation 1.
It's odd that you say that, because today I was talking to somebody saying, I'm not sure whether I'm going to hook up my PS2 or my PS whatever 3 when I finish Wind Waker. He said, oh yeah, play Crash Bandicoot, that was the best. And I was like, oh yeah, I never played a Crash game.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, so I think, to be honest, I think if you was to go back and play it, I'm not sure how you'd feel about it. I think it wins massive points now, just based purely on nostalgia.
There is that. They did reboot it, though, didn't they? They brought out a new...
They remade them all, didn't they? PS4, so... Yeah, just buy a PS4.
I'm going to.
You can get the first 3 Crash Bandicoot games on Steam.
Can you?
Yeah, I've got it installed. Oh, no, I don't have it installed anymore, ignore me. But I bought it.
They're probably going to be on sale soon. If they're not already.
Probably.
Maybe they'll be free on the Epic Store.
Yeah. Give it a go.
All right.
And then, moving on from then, I think it was... I was given a choice between a Nintendo GameCube and a PS2. And I went for GameCube. All my friends went for PS2. And obviously, network play still wasn't a thing, really.
No.
And I loved the GameCube. All the Nintendo games, like Mario Party, Super Smash Bros. That was such a good game.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, like, if given the choice, I would go PS2 all day, every day.
Mm.
But that's not to say that the GameCube isn't a great console. There was some, I'm playing it right now anyway. Mm. So, there's phenomenal stuff on it.
And then PS2, PS3, PS4.
Right.
That's it. And then on PC, and I've already told you all about my 5,000 hours on Dota and then 1,000 hours on PUBG, and now I've landed on Valorant.
Tell the PC.
It doesn't tell you how long you've played Valorant, thankfully.
It doesn't, actually. No, you're right. Nowhere near. In fact, I've probably played maybe 60, 70 hours, I think.
Okay. okay, thanks, Arnie. Let's keep moving along then and go to Neil, because I think, what's Neil got on there? Yeah, we'll finish off with Dave. So, Neil?
Yeah. So, I've had a week with pretty much no Destiny. Played a little bit.
How you feeling? You got shakes yet, or?
No. It was just, it started its new, it got another change thing. The Dawning started on Tuesday, which is like the Christmas themed, event. It goes on for however long. And there's snow everywhere in the tower and all that. And it's like, but
you're miserable, old so and so.
I don't know. I don't like that one event as much as the others they do. It's just a lot of like, do this, go and fucking. It sounds like Destiny. Go and fucking kill some things, pick up some bits, and then do something with the bits. So, but it's less interesting, I guess. I don't know though. It feels like you could get quite a lot of rewards. Like weapons and armor, but I ain't played it a lot this week because I've only been playing GTA this week, pretty much. So Tuesday was the big update, was it?
Only you know, Neil.
Well, obviously I don't because I can't actually remember. they had the update.
You should know, Neil.
Added the new heist. So there's a new area of. To explore, so we say, but it's not part of the map of, what's it called? Fucking Los Santos and whatever the desert area is called.
Yeah, there's actually a new area.
There's actually a whole new area that's not been in the game before. It's not particularly big. It's not small, but, you know, it's not, like, huge. Like the whole map of GTA 5 is. But...
That's what your missus said to you the first time she saw it.
what did I do?
It's not huge. It's not small. But it's not.
it's think... modest.
It's not particularly big.
It's not average, is it?
It's definitely not average.
Yeah, anyway. Hang on, I'm just
low hanging fruit, isn't it?
Scoff! Hang on a minute.
You'll be all right. It's nothing you haven't heard before.
So there's a whole new heist, which is heist is the thing of the online version. There's like the usual bollocks to do in GTA on the online, but the big thing is that it was introduced in the single player as well. There were heists, weren't there, where you'd like you'd go off and do some preparation. You'd have to collect some things and buy some things, maybe, and then you'd go off and rob somewhere, basically.
I saw an interesting observation about GTA 5. I'm not sure if you guys saw it or discussed it before. What was it? PlayStation 2 had three different GTA games, and GTA 5 has had three different consoles.
Yes, indeed. Well, technically, it hasn't had its update yet for the new one, but... Yeah, it's been out fucking 7 years or whatever. And this is probably the most I've actually played it with any sort of, you know, over any period of time.
So basically heists are now on the online multiplayer part of it.
Yeah, so this is the thing. Every time there's a big update, there's usually a new heist that goes with it. And a new heist usually requires a purchase of some magnitude. Which, if you've been playing the game and you've been doing all the other previous heists, you've probably got enough cash for the next one. But if you haven't been doing that,
you might get those
shark cards, yeah. Well, so this week, I bought a submarine.
A new submarine
in GTA. And it comes with a captain. And he is the hotness, apparently. He's like, everyone's going on about how funny and how cool he is. Because all the other previous heists relied on Lester, who was in the story. I don't know if you remember the story. Yeah. So all the online heists have usually been through this guy, Lester, who's organized it for you, and he's been the like mastermind, whatever. But now there's this new guy, Pavel, the Russian, in the submarine, and he's a bit funny. But when you buy the submarine, you can expand the area, so you're port. The mini sub that comes with the sub, well, it doesn't come with the sub, you have to buy it extra for the submarine. And I've bought the sonar. I haven't bought the guided missiles, which were about 2 million GTA bucks, and there's a helicopter you can buy for about 1.8 million GTA bucks. I've only got about 1.7 million GTA bucks at the moment. I had about 8 million at the beginning of the week. But I went on a bit of a spending spree and bought loads of fucking cars and shit before the update. So I've done the first part of the heist, basically. Because the difference with this heist versus all the previous ones is you can play this solo. So it doesn't require you trying to get a load of people together or going within with a bunch of randos to actually do the new heist. But the first part of the heist is all like sneaking around the island. Which is not the best part of an action game, is sneaking around and trying not to get caught by the guards. Take some pictures, come back to the sub, and then do the next part, which is procuring some of the equipment that you need. I haven't started that yet. So initial impressions are, along with the new area, there's an addition to the casino. There is now another nightclub. I know we talked about, I got a free nightclub basically with me Amazon Prime. Which I got to name and everything, but now there's a new nightclub which is attached to the casino, and that's pretty cool. It's got you don't have to buy anything to go into this nightclub. So anyone can go in there. But if you've got a penthouse like me for the casino, then you can just go from the casino immediately into the nightclub and stupid shit like that. But it's got its own DJ. I fucking can't remember what his name is. But there's loads of story missions.
DJ No Name.
It's not DJ No Name. Or No Clue. Fucking hell. Something Man. Maddie. Fuck knows what it's called. Now I should know this. Because I've been doing loads of missions and stuff with him in the car. But yeah, the nightclub is just fucking really cool. It's got new effects when you're dancing. It just fucking sounds a bit stupid, but...
Well, you took me to your nightclub, and I must admit, I was very impressed. It was really neat.
Yeah, well, this nightclub has slightly different mechanics to the dancing. And whereas in my nightclub, I had to start myself dancing, and then you'd have to tap the button in time with the music to increase the intensity of your dance and all that sort of shit. And if you danced in your own nightclub, it boosted the popularity of your nightclub and stuff like that, so you get more money. Huh. But this other nightclub is, you don't have to, there's not as much tippy-tapping on the buttons to do the dancing and stuff like that. But when you boost intensity in the nightclub, the new nightclub, it just does all these mad visual effects and sort of, I don't know, you might think it might be a bit like taking drugs or something.
You did post some pictures, didn't you?
Yeah, it looks like we've all been to a nightclub. Some of them are shit, some of them are good. And light shows are fucking pretty awesome. The music's pretty good. And I've just spent about an hour just fucking sitting in the nightclub last night. And just doing all the, just looking around and stuff. And it's just really, really well done. This is much better done. The guy, when he's talking, you see him, the DJ will talk on the mic. And in the new nightclub, he leans into the mic. And when he's talking, he's actually looking like he's actually doing all the stuff he's doing. So that's the improvement versus the old ones. But yeah, there's still quite a lot for me to do with the actual new content. But I've just been, there's a bit where you get bombarded with fucking messages in GT Online on your phone. And it's one of them is bounty hunting. So I just did all the bounty hunting the last few days. And like I said, I bought loads of really fucking cool cars because I got them on sale. So I've got all these amazing cars and just driving around these fucking amazing cars and stuff like that. So bought a few motorbikes, and it's just fucking a great place to just fucking go and drive shit around and just not really do anything at all, just chill out and fucking drive around and occasionally shoot some baddies.
So you've got on there GTA Story as well.
Yeah,
this isn't GTA Story.
This is not, this is all online stuff. So today, what's it say? Anyway, whatever. I got to a point, I think I failed the second part of the heist, basically. And I was like, this is really fucking winding me up. So I went into my bunker with one of my other properties and then tabbed out of the game for a minute or whatever, came back and it booted me out of the game. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. So I was back in single player, normal GTA story. So I was like, I keep spawning into this point with Michael and it's been there fucking. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to do this next mission because it's getting on my tits a bit. That's the same point every time I come into the fucking game. So I did a few, but I ended up doing about three missions, and the final one was actually, it was just before you do the first heist in GTA. This is how little I've played the PC version.
Oh gosh, right, okay.
I had two prep missions to do, pick up the gas van, and fucking was the last thing, wasn't it, I think. And then you go and do the heist where you go and rob the jewelry store. Spoilers for a game that's fucking 7 years old. And then you have to lie low as Michael and Franklin and you take over Trevor. Literally, I've just started as fucking Trevor in the game. That's where I am in GTA 5 story. So here's a fucking dick, Trevor. It's it's been a long time since I've experienced
him. Have you
not
played as Trevor
before? I played it before. And it's just, I don't know if it's him that put me off playing the single player. Because it's just he's a just fucking horrible. And the introduction to him is just horrible. And you do it in a slightly cool mission after you've done this horrendous fucking act. And then I was like, I don't really want to play anymore because Trevor's fucking vile. And I quit the game. And when I reloaded the game, turned out I hadn't saved any of my fucking progress. So I was like, what the fuck? So I've got to do the whole heist again. I was like, for fuck's sake. So I must have turned autosave off at some point.
Right.
So that's where I am with GTA. I don't know if I'll play the story anymore. Because it's a bit like,
Doesn't sound like you should.
I don't know. The online stuff, I just keep going back to. I want to do the new heist.
Okay. Because
it looks kind of cool. And there's a beach club where you dance.
All right. Okay. Dave, are you good, Neil? Are we done enough GTA?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave.
Cyberpunking. I've been cyberpunking. Quite a lot, actually. I think I've put... Hang on, how many hours I've put in? Nearly 20 hours.
Nice.
Tried 20 hours this week. Loving it. Yeah, not had any problems. There's been a few crashes now and again, but it's always been saved. But that's a general PC game. Not quite finished the story yet, but I think I'm coming towards the end of it.
And will that be when you get to the end of the story? Do you think that's going to be like lying under the sand, or do you go back and there's more to do, or what?
There's going to be lives more to do. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a massive city. There's like I've been kind of beelining it for the story to get that done. I think after the story is done, there's still loads that you can do for sort of leveling your character up and getting additional things. I'm really enjoying it. I know lots of people are having loads of problems with them on their systems and stuff. Mine's running fine. I've got, I bought my PC, was it a year ago? It was quite high spec then. AMD 5700 XT graphics card, and a 3700 CPU. I think that's right. I don't know. I haven't got the specs in front of me.
Have you had a few patches, I assume?
There's been some patches. Not a huge amount. There's been like one or two. There was a big one on day one, and then there was another big one, a couple of gig. Last week, but
I've seen lots of videos talking about the technicalities of this. Apparently, it wasn't maxing out all of the cores available on the Ryzen processors.
So okay,
it was running better on Intel processors, apparently. But
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody on Game Punchers, I think it was Steve, was it Steve or somebody said that there was a problem in the config files or something like that where it was not letting your graphics cards use how much memory they have, like it was throttle kind of whatever. I don't know. Like I would have thought that would be a patch, but
For me,
I think we've seen a lot of patch. Let's put it that way.
I'm running 1080 on a 1080 display, max settings, and I was getting a steady 55 frames per second.
Jesus.
So,
it sounds really poorly optimized. Right. It does, doesn't it? The game
with it. Right?
So, for me, it's fine. I love the story, playing it to bits. Some of the assets are getting a bit samey. Sometimes you go into rooms and you kind of look at it, and go, I think I've seen this room somewhere else, and basically it's sort of a copy and pasted asset design from one to the other. Some of the audio lines that you hear in places, in areas, are all the same. I've had that once or twice where it's like...
Is it as annoying as Skyrim with a guard saying about taking an arrow to the deep?
There's no lines as bad as that.
Right. But no, yes, sweet roll.
You definitely hear the same line. I've been in one place. I think it's called Lay's Lane, and it was. It's like a red light district, and yeah, there's like two or three lines that you walk past people and they say over and over again. It's like, actually, it's getting a bit monotonous now. But apart from those bits, I'm still really enjoying it. Hopefully get it completed by Christmas.
Well, that's pretty refreshing compared to what I've heard other people talking about.
I'm enjoying it. But I was quite sort of looking forward to it, and I had the expectations of what it was. And yeah, I don't know. I think.
So are you finding it RPG like or GTA like?
More first person GTA like. I'd say. I think people, because it's from CD Projekt Red, they were expecting something Witcher-esque, and it's not. It's more of a mix between GTA and Deus Ex Machina in its style and how it plays. So yeah, it's one of them. Again, there's been a few frustrating bits. There's been one mission that I had to restart over and over again because I wanted to do it in such a way. And you have, basically, as you go through the mission, you've got multiple different choices when you're speaking to people on how you play it. I was trying to do it sort of stealthily without any sort of engagement. And the stealth system's a little bit basic. And sometimes, like, people can see you through objects when they shouldn't do, which is very frustrating. But... yeah, I think I reloaded that one two or three times, and then I actually did it how I wanted to do it, and people didn't randomly see me through walls or through objects that they shouldn't have done. There's no massive issues. No, like, I haven't had real bad sort of slowdowns or the graphics have always been there. There's been there has been one where a character kind of was. Came in halfway through the floor, so you could just see the top half of their body. It's a bit random. But compared to what people on the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One or machines that are...
Yeah, that's a different that's a different matter altogether.
Yeah,
that's
they're like getting 10 frames per second. And
yeah, a guy I know I work with, he's got a Series X, and he's been playing it on Series X, and it's largely okay. He says on Series X, it's definitely like the occasional floating cars and people floating above the ground and stuff like that. But it's not like a fucking crash.
It's not game breaking, though. No. So I've been playing that. I'm enjoying it. I hopefully get it done before Christmas. I was going to say they were hoping to do a multiplayer part on it. That's not going to happen now. They're just going to be
on the market a little way down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly been put on the back burner, no doubt. It deserves to be talked about. Like, that's fucking disgraceful how bad it is, I'm hearing, on the old running on the old consoles. Like, if it's going to run that bad on a PS4, don't release it on the PS4. To have the balls. Here we go. To have the balls to release that to people, like people who are spending decent money and, you know, kids who are spending decent coin on a copy of a game like that, and it's running to the point where they've had to say, you know what, we will do refunds. That's fucking awful. Awful. Should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
Good reputation over the years of The Witcher 3. Witcher 3 didn't release in the best state, but it was nothing as bad as this. It's just a bit like, well,
I mean, put a sticker on the front and says may run like shit on your Xbox, right? At least be honest about it. But I mean, that's just shocking.
I think they, I think it's probably well known that they were being pressured into release. I mean, how many times did they put it back? I think
it was supposed to come out in April, I think, originally.
Yeah, it? Yeah. I think they should have just stuck to their guns and just gone, look, the game still isn't ready. I know it's disappointing, but it just goes back to that where you shouldn't. I don't believe in pre-orders anyway, especially for games that you can download online, especially for us, obviously, on PC, just download it online. But just don't release the game. Or part release it for where it is ready for, and just apologize. Yeah, you can only apologize to console users.
Yeah, absolutely. Like most people, right, every time they delayed it, okay, there are probably some people who bitch moan, but generally gamers are like, you know what, we'd rather wait for it to be good. You know, we would, right? So yeah, I think, Arnie, you're completely right there. Like, release it on what you can release and say, sorry, you know, these versions just aren't ready. And it's not as though they're not going to be pushing to get those versions ready, because the real money's going to come from those versions. Those are going to be the big sales right now. So I don't know. It's just really, really bad. Really bad.
And yeah, like you said, the money would have been made eventually by console, but it looks like, well, people probably, it's like that No Man, obviously what happened with No Man's Sky. I mean, that was just a complete flop, and you know, they didn't end up making nowhere near as much money as they could have done if they just finished a product that they promised.
Yeah, I think No Man's Sky, though, there is, it's sort of, I would say, yeah, it's sort of the same, but I think No Man's Sky, they got screwed, yeah, because they got picked up by Sony, and then they were the poster child for what was coming, right? They were so oversold by Sony themselves, and like,
really small team.
Yeah, they were doomed. They were doomed. I don't think CD Projekt Red.
Joe Danger to No Man's Sky. So
yeah, right. Joe Danger was toilet anyway. All right, that's Cyberpunk. That's number Wang.
I've also been putting some time into Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Not Warzone, and not the new one. What's the new one?
Black Ops.
Nope. Cold War.
Not Cold War.
Blops 8.
No, the Modern Warfare.
2019's Modern Warfare.
2019's Modern Warfare. It's really weird now that Black Ops has been released and kind of half been integrated with Warzone, and all of the Modern Warfare sort of UI is geared towards you buying Black Ops now. And the fact that you get it's a new season, so you start off on a new season and you start like getting rewards for going through the ranks, but you get told about the ranks, things that you would have got if you were a Black Ops user as well.
But you're not, like, because you're playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I know. It's really
have
odd.
Have we still got Call of Duty coin?
Yes. Yeah. So I could get the season pass for Modern Warfare with the Modern Warfare coins, but also be told about the Black Ops unlocks that I could be getting. I think it's so odd. I started playing it and I was just, it's all geared towards you buying Black Ops, but I haven't actually played Warzone, but apparently you're actually playing with Black Ops players playing Warzone.
Yeah,
and their set of guns are far superior to what you get from Modern Warfare. Like your, I think that's just your loadouts though. Like the dropped weapons are the same, but like if you can sort of get to a loadout kit and pull in your guns that you can get from Black Ops, and they're just better, faster, heavier hitting, more accurate. So yeah, it's a very odd game now that Black Ops is kind of integrated in it, and I'm not sure if I'll play it again because it's so weird. But I do. I still do like the game. I like the gunplay.
You still get enough people in a game.
Huh?
Still didn't have a problem with getting people in a game.
In Modern Warfare, multiplayer, no. The only games that I've played that I've only managed to actually get with is Team Deathmatch. Any other type of game just doesn't exist anymore. Because I'm guessing because of the player base. But yeah, it's I still really like it, but the fact that how it's been implemented has just killed. I think it's just killed the player base, and I don't know.
See, Black Ops is so different. I found. Well, I only played the beta, but I played the beta for about half an hour, and I was like, "This is shit compared to Modern Warfare." So I don't want to play it.
But then they've sweetened the deal on Warzone by making the guns so much better and basically forcing people into play, like buying it and playing it to get the decent gun unlocks to go into Warzone. It's a really weird, and they've done it very sneakily under the radar, and it's just I'm a bit older and jaded that I can see how they've woven their web into like people's pockets.
Yep.
And find it a bit insidious, but
if there's anyone who's got big expenses, it goes those guys, right? So it's nothing that's going to change. So
yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's it really. That's all I've been playing. I've been watching too much Expanse, to be honest.
Fair enough. Okay, good. Well, that finishes up what we've been playing. Put my teeth back in. Blah blah blah. Let's news. We don't normally make it to the news. We're at
bit of a news blast.
Huh?
Bit of a blast on the news. Not that
go
much,
on then. Though. Blast us through the news, and then we'll call it a day.
So, a bit more cyberpunk related. Sony has pulled it from the store on PlayStation.
Ooh.
And he's offering refunds. I believe Xbox is now doing refunds as well. This is
I think I read, the last thing I read was Xbox is offering refunds even if you've played it for well over 2 hours.
Mm. So, yeah, at least I guess you're going to get your money back if you are not happy. So that's done. Let's draw a line under Cyberpunk. Bad news, but Among Us is a bit of a, you know, still a thing, a cultural phenomenon of the last few months, and it is came to PC Game Pass yesterday or the day before or today, whatever, in the last 2 or 3 days, and is coming to Xbox, came to Switch, I forgot to say as well, and is coming to Xbox next year early, I believe, and will be on Game Pass on Xbox as well.
I don't think that's is that groundbreaking. Most kids I would have thought most kids have access to play Among Us somehow. Yeah. Like on their parents' iPad or their phones or whatever, right?
It definitely feels like a lot of, well, my kids are only playing it on mobile, but that's, you know, because it's free. So maybe Xbox Game Pass will be all right because you won't have to pay for that because it will just suddenly turn up. But, Assassin's Creed have done, like, Valhalla came out, obviously, and the last couple of Assassin's Creed games have had XP boosts from the beginning when they came out, which basically said, you know, it will get you through the game quicker, get you to level up quicker so you can take on the bigger bads a bit quicker.
Lies.
Valhalla didn't have this at the beginning. But now, a month after release, they've suddenly started selling XP boosts, which is a bit gross.
Right.
Can I just add that when I did play some Odyssey earlier this year, and I did pay for some XP boosts because I thought, oh, this means that I'll be able to get, equip the better gear that gets dropped from the people I kill. But the enemies that you fight just scale up with you. It doesn't actually do anything.
Really? That's really bad.
It is really bad. It was a complete waste of money. And I don't know. I can't comment on Valhalla, but I felt conned. And you can't get it back. So if I can give advice to people, do not waste your money on it.
Don't fucking buy the XP boosts.
No.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at Valhalla. I've heard it's people I've heard talk about it are, you know, enjoying it. It's
too long.
I see for the first 20 hours and then got fucking fed up with it. But because I hadn't really got anywhere, because I was just spent most of my time just doing fuck all. Which is, you know, I spent 40 odd hours in Far Cry 4 before I was like, oh, I better just fucking actually get on with this game and get it finished. I'm just fucking around doing all of the side stuff. It's too much side stuff. Which is, I don't know. You could play these games for like hundreds of hours potentially, but I don't know what he'd want to. And we did sort of hinted at this earlier. Fraser said something about getting, we were talking about PCs. Nvidia have signed a multi-million-dollar deal to create a whole load more 30 series GPUs via Samsung. So, with a bit of luck, we'll see the availability improve on their graphics cards at the very least. I don't know. It's very complicated. I guess this whole manufacturing, who actually does the manufacturing of all of these things.
Right.
But it's no secret that, like we said earlier, basically everything is really fucking hard to get hold of at the minute. So the more people making shit, as long as it's good, the better. There's probably going to be... Oh, there is an event. I think it's the 11th of Jan. An NVIDIA event. So the next whatever NVIDIA thing is probably revisions of their 30 series cards already. In January. Well, there's something happening in January that we'll find out some more.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was thinking, I wonder when GPUs are going to go to, instead of like a GPU unit, like a whole unit with memory and the processor and the board, we'll get to a point where we pay for the GPU motherboard, and then we decide what GPU processor we want to put in it, and then have expandable memory in it.
Yeah.
And I wonder when
you mean like a modular kind of build.
I wonder when or if like it will become modular. Like PCs are now, you know, you can buy a motherboard and a case and a CPU, like a CPU for that motherboard and then the RAM and then the hard drive. Like, I wonder when GPUs will do that, and I wonder if doing that will help with the whole issue with the fact that you can't get hold of cards. If that's
an interesting point, because at the moment computer hardware doesn't work linearly. So say if I was to have two 2080 Ti's, obviously the main thing is support doesn't come for SLI. But what you raise an interesting point there is that if they did start to design stuff in such a way that the more you add and the performance grew linearly, then it would be absolutely worth doing it.
I know they're going to be capped on, you know, motherboards like on a certain range. Say for example, we use the 3000 series.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 series. Like, they could only use the GPU processors for that series, but you could, I don't know, like, increase the memory or, you know, because because buying some of these cards with the lower end of the spec of the memory, there's a massive difference between what these new cards, we're talking up to like 20 gig memory, and the application of that memory on these GPUs, like, you could buy one of the lower end 30 series cards and not be able to play some of the games.
It's interesting that you say that, because I mean, a couple of years ago, what, the 1080 Ti was the daddy of a card, and it's already at the point of obsolescence. I mean, I think Neil mentioned it before, because I was toying with the idea of getting a 3090, and he said there is no way on God's green earth you'll need a 3090. And look, Cyberpunk's already come out, yes, albeit poorly optimized, but I mean, that's probably going to be what, 2 years of being the Mac Daddy graphics card, and then probably another further 2 years from basically being obsolete.
I think 30, you know, I think 3090 is overkill, no matter which way you look at it, you know.
At the moment,
I think you're so far. I mean, if you can, you do whatever you know what you want to do. Mm. But my impression is that the 3090 is so, you're now so far away from price performance, you know, sweet spots on price performance, it starts to get a bit crazy.
Oh yeah.
But if you bought a 30 series motherboard, graphics motherboard, and then I don't know, it started off with a 60 with chips. Like the actual purchasing,
switch out the amount of like VRAM.
Yeah. Exactly. Like the actual upgrading to a 3090 instead of being a grand because you've got to buy a brand new card, it would just be a couple of hundred quid maybe because you're selling.
I think
off...
the thing is with that is it's just a bit different to process, isn't it? Because graphics is very, it is more almost like a mini PC, like a graphics card.
Right.
It's like you're. They match the amount of RAM to the processor.
Well, you say that though, but you can get this, you can get like different amounts of RAM for the cards.
Not well, like a 3080 will have 10 gig. There'll be a new version of a 3080 very soon, possibly on the 11th of January, announced with more RAM. I think. Right. I think the Nvidia announcements will be slightly faster chips with more RAM. Because I feel like they were a bit tight on the VRAM, on the
lower cards.
On the 3080, it was 10 gig of 3080 is already game like Cyberpunk is going to be a game that there will be filling that 10 gig of VRAM, and that's already it's only just come out, so you don't really want a video like a really fucking high end like the second from top effectively graphics card being full already. When it comes out, so
obviously with ray tracing, obviously it came. You know, they started pushing the agenda of ray tracing with the 20 series cards, and I genuinely believe that if you know with games like Cyberpunk, you want it to be the most beautiful. Let's say you got a 1440p monitor and you want a solid 60 FPS. I think you know the RTX part of the GPUs, it may be a generation away from being that good. I mean, even the 3090 struggling, but I'm just rambling now.
I don't know. I feel a bit like a Cyberpunk's not the right.
No, it's probably not right. You know, you are.
Yeah. It's just not where it should be. I think there's definitely games out there that look fucking amazing on ray traced. Because there is definitely a visual enhancement to the ray tracing. Yeah. I watched Jay's video, Jay's Two Cents had a video basically saying, because there was, it was all to do with Nvidia blacklisting another fucking tester particularly, but he was basically just going, the only people pushing ray tracing really are Nvidia.
Oh yeah.
No one else, like people who were actually playing video games probably don't actually give a shit about ray tracing. It was like, yeah, you say that, but I've seen games with ray tracing and it's like they look really fucking good. But
they always have to have something, don't they? It's like either, you know, before that, what was it, HDR or 4K or 14.4? I mean, they always, the industry has to have something to keep pushing.
Yeah.
I think actually ray tracing itself does have applications in a game. You can build games around game mechanics that have ray tracing, being that it's like light
first person shooter, not a survival game, but say you're like an agent and there's someone approaching you and you can look in the reflection of a window. That could be like an immersive part of it.
There is real game applications to it, but because it's not fully implemented and as you say, it's only sort of supported, well, been mainly supported by Nvidia, people are not willing to program games around the mechanic yet. So yeah, it's
it's just not universal enough, is it?
No.
And the consoles have ray tracing, but what we've seen so far is that you need a shitload of horsepower to get that running.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't, even how powerful these consoles are, and the you know, my graphics card, a 2080, which was, you know, pretty beefy when it came out, is still not enough to run fully ray traced, certainly at 4K.
But obviously, we do know, obviously, just from stuff that we watch, like a pre-rendered scene, you know, completely
let's say, I don't know, like a completely CGI film. Let's imagine
Mandalorian. How about Mandalorian?
Well, that's not actually CGI, is it? Oh, I suppose it is.
Mandalorian's filmed on a green, is on blue screen, like green screens, and it's all yeah, like Unreal Engine and all that shit. Mm. So
obviously,
I thought the Mandalorian was filmed with an LED background.
That's it. Yeah, well, it's an LED.
It's like they can kind of see it, but yeah, it's all Unreal Engine. There's nothing really there, is there?
I mean, the limitations pushed by the designers. I mean, yeah, the 3090 is the next GPU that's out, and they just think, oh, we could chuck more triangles into that, the rendered image. And it's always going to be testing that limit. So I think it's always going to be moving up in the times with the designers, I don't think. Yeah. Yes, the 3090 is probably overkill. Most games won't design to have the 3090 in mind, but, you know, eventually designers can go, oh, look, we can add more pixels in there.
Yeah, we're always playing. There'll always be some level where we're trying to play catch up, or
still can't run Crysis. How old is that game?
Have you seen that they've changed one of their settings to can it run Crysis?
Yeah,
so it's like medium, high, extreme, and can it run Crysis?
Okay, does that wrap up the? That wraps it up, doesn't it?
I think so. Put a bow on it.
Go on. We'll put a bow on it. We'll stick a fork in it, do all that good stuff. We've done well. So, first of all, Arnie, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate
having you on. Thank you
for having me. Oh, please come back and join us again.
Mm, definitely.
You're welcome anytime.
Cheers, mate.
Dave and Neil, what were we talking about? Are we going to do something next week?
Probably not on Christmas Day. I don't know. Might be a bit awkward on Christmas Day.
I can't think. I don't think I'll get away with that. Maybe
it's normally our week off next week. We've done three in a row, so I don't know. We'd normally have a week off.
But you know what? I'm off for four or five days. So doing a podcast may happen. Maybe it won't. Who knows? Anyway, watch this space. We'll see how we feel.
This could be the last one before Christmas. It could be the last one of 2020, or it might not be. Who knows?
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. How's that for a commitment? Okay. Then it leaves me nothing further to do than the hardest part of a show, which is wrap it up. So until next time, thank you. Goodbye.
And Merry Christmas, if we don't see you before.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Hopefully we might speak to you before that, but Happy New Year as well.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not even telling Craig to fuck off anymore, are we? Not even...
No, you can tell me to fuck off now.
Yeah,
fuck off, Neil.
And you, Dave, you can fuck off and all.